Hey, and thank you for tuning in to this Friday pod of Born to Be a Star. Today is another day and another opportunity for you to recognize your star power. As we wake up in the morning, every morning, every day, we should be reflecting on where we've been and where we're going to next in our star journey, right? Today is just another day for us to look in the mirror and reflect on yesterday and the days past and recognize that tomorrow is Saturday. Well, I guess today is Saturday because it's not Friday because it's the day after. Whatever. Today is another day and another opportunity for us to relish in our star power. For us to start today by saying, yes, I can. Have a great day at work. Yes, I can. Have a great day doing whatever I'm doing. If I'm traveling, if I'm doing something. Yes, I can conquer my goals. Yes, I can be the very first version of myself I want to be. I can change my mind. I can try something new. I can conquer my fear. I can learn a new hobby. I can even learn a new language. I can really do a lot of things. The idea of yes, I can. Honestly.
That's 50-year-old Clifton Williams as he was taken by detectives out of the police precinct. Buscemi was treated at the hospital after the May 8th attack. Photos later showed him on a film set here in the city with a black eye hidden behind sunglasses. His publicist released a statement saying the actor was okay, but added that he felt, quote, incredibly sad for everyone that this has happened to while also
It's insane that we sometimes don't understand that we have to focus on the positivity instead of the negativity, right? It's the end of the week, man. We're getting to the weekend. Let's put a smile on our face and make the world a better place, right? Smiling, laughing, being happy. That's the only way. So let's do it. So I know that the weather sucks right now, especially if you live in New England like I do, and it's cold and it's rainy and it's dready and you just want to be in the bed and you don't want to do anything and you just want to order DoorDash like me. I feel you. But still, say to yourself, yes, you can. You can learn new hobbies, meet new people, try new things, change your mind. Go to a different store, try something new, try a new food you've never tried before. You can really do anything you put your mind to. And there shouldn't be anything wrong with that. Moving on from the idea of yes, you can, you should move to the idea of never giving up. How can you possibly give up on yourself or anybody you love and expect to succeed? Right? Giving up, caving in, giving into fear, saying you can't, saying I don't know how I'm going to do this. Reflecting on negativity and being stuck in the darkness isn't going to get you anywhere. I say it to you every day, and it's not just me that says it. John Cena takes part in this too. This, however, is his mantra, and I borrow it on my podcast, right? Never giving up is having the strength and having the energy and having the ability to persevere through the difficulty and to see the light in the darkness and to be the light in the darkness. You're always chasing the positive instead of the negative. And I caught myself getting angry in a moment and I almost let that get the better part of myself. None of these things should matter to us for us to allow it to change our moods or our attitudes overall. We have to find a way to be the light in the darkness all the time. Even if things aren't necessarily going the way we want them to, right? It is okay for us not to have good days and not every day to be like a rainbow. It's okay for realistic things to happen to us and for us to question things. For us to say, why the hell is this happening to me? You know how many times I've said that to myself? Like, seriously, sometimes I have thought that I'm the most unluckiest person in the entire universe. And then I have to stop myself and question why I'm saying that to myself. Because I can't possibly be the most unluckiest person in the universe because I'm not the only person in the universe. There are far more people living here than just one and only me. So, taking that into consideration, maybe we should start saying, I believe, I can, I will. I'm never going to give up. The doctor tells you you have cancer, get some chemo. Your OBGYN tells you you have polycystic ovary syndrome, get a trainer at a gym like I did, right? Whatever the case may be. And that didn't have to necessarily work. But I tricked my body into getting rid of it. So for some reason, it worked for me, right? And some people are able to get pregnant with polycystic ovary syndrome, and God knows that didn't happen for me. Some people have mental disabilities and they can't understand things like other people do. Some people have visual difficulties. Some people are autistic. Some people hear things differently. They speak multiple languages. Things are different to them, right? Some kids can do a lot of things and some kids can do small things. Some adults have more abilities or less abilities than others. Some situations are great and other situations are bad. And I continue to bring up the polycystic ovary syndrome and my experiences because that's the best advice I can give you from experiencing something horrible. And why do I bring that up? Because everybody I know has kids except for me. And I mean me. I'm the only one that I know that doesn't have kids in my group of people. Now, I've listened to a lot of people say to me, blah, 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 even my brothers, right? My own brothers. But that's not going to stop me from attempting to have children. That means I just might take a different route doing it. I'm a firm believer that until you bring another life into the world, you should have a strategic plan so they can have an amazing life. And the idea of never giving up is me not giving up. So if I can't give up on my hopes and dreams and everything I'm looking forward to, then you can't either, right? If you want to buy a house, if you want a vacation home, if you want a new car, if you want to change your favorite color, if you're sick of your hair and you want a new style, if you want to read a new book or you want to check out a new author, or you want to discontinue your book club because you're sick of the books that they keep picking and you don't like them. Whatever the case may be, don't give up, right? Don't give up. And after not giving up but never give up, we got to move on to the idea of why not today, because indecisiveness and procrastination isn't going to get you anywhere. Taking too long to make a decision is going to backfire on your face. You got to get the dishwasher fixed, especially if you don't want to wash dishes by hand all the time. And you need to get the washing machine fixed, especially if you want your clothes to be clean. That's the moral of the story. Is your car making noise? When are you going to get it fixed at the mechanic? You cannot wait to do these things. That's not how life works. And the longer you do that, the worse off you're going to be. Moving on from... the mantra, let's get to the headlines with... no media allowed, no media allowed, no media allowed, because they lie to us, they lie to us anyway. So Trump did an amazing job with his speech in New Jersey. And I also think he did an amazing job with his speech at the NRA too. I think that Trump needs to continue to talk to everybody regardless of their race. And I think that he'll definitely be the winner come November. I think that the idea that Alvin Braggs and all these other idiots continue to attack him and try to punish him and act like he's such a monster, like they've never done anything in their careers, is backfiring on them. We all knew that Cohen wasn't a good witness, and we all saw that yesterday or the last week, right? He's not a usable witness because he lies about everything. 100% Donald Trump didn't know about half of the things he was talking about. He didn't talk directly to Donald Trump, and he got his feelings hurt because Trump didn't bring him with him to Washington. Did he really think he was going to Washington? Why is it that these psychotic people that are on TikTok doing all these videos, acting insane, posting a bunch of outrageous insanity, think that they're going to get any time of day? I also think it's absolutely hilarious that AOC was bringing up baby girl and having an entire fit, and the other chick in the house with her fake hair and her fake eyelashes was having a fit too. Why can't women just be natural? And I've had like actual conversations about this during my actual podcast. Like, I don't wear makeup. And when I see all these women gouge themselves with all these fake things over and over and over again, fake eyelashes. And granted, I said I wanted to try eyelashes. At some point, maybe I will. But the idea of gluing fake hair into your hair and trying to personify yourself as a Kardashian or something is insane to me. And I almost cannot take it. I'm really at my breaking point with it. And when I'm hearing even John Fetterman condemn their behavior, they're acting like little kids. I don't really think Marjorie Taylor Greene did anything wrong, honestly. And the idea that AOC attacked her like that and said that ridiculous stuff to her just shows how ignorant she is. Do you understand that she went to Boston University and her first job, and I've said it multiple times and I'll say it again, was to work at a bar? Maybe I shouldn't throw stones from my glass windowsill, but I'm going to, because you know I'm fearless and I don't care and I'm unapologetic and I'm filter free. So here you go. I'm gonna throw some rocks and some stones. AOC is a liar. She is a fraud. She's not who she says she is. She doesn't represent anybody in the Bronx, South Bronx, anywhere. She's pretending. She wanted nice things, and she found a way to get them. And it wasn't going to be through bartending, because, I mean, shit, she must not have been that great at it. Because if she was really good at bartending, where are her bars, right? If she was really successful at that, and I don't have anything negative to say about bartenders. All I can say is thank you for all the long nights and difficult hours that you work and everything that you put into that field and that line of duty, right? But I do think that we have a tendency of not calling out what we're seeing. She's a sham. And every time she speaks and she tries to pretend like she's doing something, we should just laugh at her ass. I'm tired of men being dumb enough to say how beautiful she is, the young squirts and a bunch of other idiots on the left that all want to bow down to her like she's queen or something. She is not a goddess. She is not a queen. She found a way to get money out of people, and you're all stupid for believing it. These people, not just her, but all of them, are the same. They're all sheep's and wolves' clothing, pretending that they're somebody that there never will be. They don't have any guts, they don't have any glory, they don't have any spines, and they definitely don't have a brain. And the people that are following them, voting for them, prompting them up, and worshiping them do not believe in God, do not believe in Jesus Christ, do not believe in Christianity, do not believe that men are men and women are women, and do not believe in realistic things. They hate the idea of Christianity, the idea of Catholicism, the idea of a belief in faith, and the idea of belief in family. They hate that. They hate the idea of family. They hate the idea that black people could succeed without them, because they want black people to be attached to them with handcuffs. They even want white people to be attached to them with handcuffs. Spanish people, Asian people, Chinese people, Haitian people. Any race you could think of that can actually succeed without coming over a border illegally, they want you to owe them something. Why do you think they don't want a border? Because if they don't have a border, then they could break away the system that takes away their power. Now, I'm just tired of this. I've gotten to this point where I don't think there is a bottom for the Democratic Party or the idiots voting for them. And I had a great conversation with Skip earlier. It was about learning and growing. Over the last, I'd say, I don't know, couple of years, I've really witnessed a lot, especially when it comes to politicians. And the whole COVID thing just completely turned me off against Democratic progressive things, just because I saw who those people were. And after I saw these people, I cannot unsee what I saw. And so for me, I'm at this place where it just, I don't really know what to say anymore. Like, do you really think that people are on your side? Have you not seen the numbers with inflation? People can't buy cars. Young people can't buy houses. I'm looking at apartments in the town I love, and an apartment where I want to live, the starting price for the apartment is $2,500. And it's not even 900 square feet. I mean, shit, is this New York? And I don't live in New York. So, like, what the hell is going on? That's just one example. If you're trying to buy a car or lease a car right now, you're looking at a payment of at least $600, if not more. And God, if your credit score isn't good, good luck, buddy, because you ain't even going to get a car. Oh, my God. You're looking at a payment for a vehicle of like $700. Even if you have an 800 credit score and you go to Chase or any high-end bank and you try to get a car, you're still looking at a rate of 9%. For a vehicle. For a vehicle. Jesus Christ. Imagine what the interest rate is for the house. The same thing. The same thing. Are we really going to sit here and pretend like that's a livable thing? And you can make a lot of money. If you make $50,000 a year right now, you're barely making it. But if you don't make that amount of money, good luck, buddy, because you're not surviving. This is eat or be eaten, and things are about to get really bad here. And we continue to pretend like Joe Biden making up shit about his uncle, his dad, his brother, his drug-infested son, forgetting the name of the college that he's going to. That's a black college in Virginia, and he forgot the name of it. He's probably going to forget the names of the people. How the hell is he going to do a debate? It's going to be such an embarrassment. But I say just let it go. This shit is the worst shit I have ever seen. And every day when I get up and I get dressed and I go to work and I go about doing daily things like going to the store either by myself or with my husband, I'm recognizing the decay in the United States of America. See, I do live in New England. I live in a state that costs a lot of money to live in. And you would assume that there'd be some places where you could see the pristine. And there is no more pristine. Everything is going to shit. Every day things get worse. The prices go up. The gas continues to get higher. And we should be asking ourselves, is there a limit? I don't think that there is. I think we have a big problem here, and people need to open their fucking eyes. This is the end of America. If they try to put Donald Trump in jail, we have lost our country. That man did not attack Hillary Clinton after everything she did, bleach watching, all that shit she did. You understand that, right? There was so much she did, and he did not attack her. And the way they're attacking Donald Trump, my God. This shows who they really are. Losers. Med for all is med for no one because it doesn't work. Facts. A CNN anchor basically tells the truth about Joe Biden. And you know what? It's nice to hear somebody say that. Of course, I don't trust anything that Clinton News Network is attempting to do. Basically, they let him say things because they're looking for more viewers because they're desperate. That's what the fuck this is. Is your life better under Biden? No, you're paying more for everything you're doing. The grocery store, Popeyes, McDonald's, the gas station, Walmart, Target, Home Depot. Anything you could think of costs 10% more. Do you understand? Me and Skip were in the store, and the price of something that was, I think it was $4.99, is now $5.99 for a six-pack Coke Zero. That went up 10% in 2 days at our grocery store called Big Y. My God. That's just at the damn grocery store. How much is shit going up at Target and Walmart? Jesus Christ. And see, that's why I shop on Poshmark. And that's why I find budgets wherever I can find them. Because damn, life is getting tough out here. Clearly not for me and Skip, because again, we are financially stable at a point in our lives where we can get whatever we want and we can afford that within reason. Like, we're not just going out of our way every moment, ridiculously overspending and doing things that don't make any sense. I gave you the example about the $2,400 apartment just because what are you getting for it to cost that money? And the response is nothing. There is no pool there. There is no, like, parking in a special place. It doesn't have any of those things available. And you would assume for that amount of money, it would. But it doesn't. Mm. anyone's life, any American that lives in the United States of America and that works up every day, wakes up every day and goes to work and works for their livelihood is struggling under Biden. Your salary isn't equating to what you're spending. You're living paycheck to paycheck. You're in the bottom of hell under Biden, whose policy is failing all of us. He is punishing the middle class, saying that he's going to punish the uber rich. But he's the uber rich, and he's not going to punish himself. These people always bring up corporations and rich people. And do you know who pays for the majority of everything in the United States? 45% of the taxes come from the fucking rich people already. So stop saying you're going to tax the rich, because you're already fucking taxing us now. At a very high percentage, I must say. And the idea that you keep hiding behind lame duck moves and words to pretend like you're already not taxing us at a 45% rate overall in the United States of America. And you're going to continue to punish the middle, which is a lot of people. And you're going to continue to make a lot of young people's lives hell. And you're not preparing them for reality by indoctrinating them at the age of 4. And by the time they turn 24 and they're ready for a job, they're likely graduating at 21, right? They're not prepared and they're not ready for reality. And that's sad. But okay. This is not good. The United States of America is failing. We are not America anymore. We're a sham of that. We should be concerned. Fannie is a joke. Is that case over? Has anyone gotten any news on that? I haven't really heard anything about it. The idea that she did all those things and she still thinks she's going to remain in her position or have any power. Why isn't she disbarred? What are they waiting for? How long does it take for law to take course? The actions of these people is so just disrespectful to the idea of American freedom, the Constitution of the United States of America, and the Declaration of Peace that we have. All these symbols that we have of the United States, all these actions that they take is disrespectful to every piece and part of it. She had an affair with a guy, and she enrolled him in a position he was unqualified to do. She did a bunch of things she shouldn't have been doing, and everything came to light. And then she came out yelling and screaming, acting totally outrageous and ignorant, and she thinks that's going to help her. And again, I'm bringing this back to the looks, right? These women that are wearing this fake hair with these fake eyelashes, and they're just, their whole demeanor is fake too. None of them are natural or real. They're all fake. And this is the politicians and the actresses and just this crazy group of individuals, right? The society people, right? These people that are all over Instagram and probably TikTok and any other social media website you could think of. These people that are addicted to their reflection and they can't put it down. All they do all day is look at themselves and take pictures of everything. These people, and maybe in some context or some way I'm talking about myself, but in some ways I'm not. Because one, I don't wear weave. Two, I don't have fake eyelashes. And three, my hair is mine. Now, I'm not saying I haven't worn weave before. I haven't done eyelashes. But the way they look when they dress up like this and come at you trying to say something. Fannie is an embarrassment. For the love of God, she should make black women feel bad. Not just her, but Michelle Obama too. What the hell does Michelle Obama know? Like, and I don't have anything against Michelle Obama. I think she's smart to stay away from politics right now and enjoy her retirement. I think it's actually a brilliant idea. I think she should stay away from it. But Fannie, dude, she did a lot of weird stuff. And a lot of the stuff she was saying when she was attacking Donald Trump. And I'm not saying everybody got to love Donald Trump. But do they actually have any cases against them? This shit's confusing to me because, like, she was yelling and screaming during that case. And it was just like, where the hell are we? Are we in a courtroom or are we in a Judge Judy shoot? Like, it was just bizarre. Just like this last case with Braggs and that weird judge. What is wrong with these people? Like, you have to go through a lot of schooling to become a lawyer and then a judge. And I think if you're going to allow this insanity, you should just be disbarred from both of the positions. I don't think you should be allowed to placate and disrupt either party, right? Democratic or Republican. I don't think you should be allowed to utilize your power to disrupt an election. And that's clearly what's happening here. Fannie, Braggs, the judges, all of them. They're all disrupting the election because they all want Biden to win. And I think the only way that each party should play is fairly. And if they're not going to play fairly, then they can't complain if the other people do the same thing. U.S. cities in decline. New York, L.A., Chicago, Delaware, every other city. Houston, maybe not Houston, but a lot of other cities. Every blue city you could think of is in decline. Sacramento, every blue city in decline. Do you know why? Because the blue cities don't have a plan and they're all going bankrupt. Let's talk about California. How's that city doing? You know what I've noticed over the last week or so? From the nail shop to the grocery store to even work. My own customers. Nobody likes California. Nobody wants to go to California. And anybody that comes where I live from California isn't going back. It's not a great place. And when I hear people that have lived there try to act like it is, clearly they're demented in their minds. That place is a dark hole of shit. They have found a way to overtax every citizen of that state to an ungodly degree, and you can't afford anywhere. And I was complaining about the rent here, but shit, $2,400 is a deal in comparison to what the rent is there. Dude, I went on Zillow to just randomly look at apartments because there was a point where I wanted to move to L.A., right? And I was seriously looking at the apartments in L.A. And at first, they were decent. They were about $2,500 for a decent-sized apartment. So then I randomly looked again the other day, and we're talking about like $4,500. Like, why am I paying New York prices in L.A., right? New York is not Manhattan. But they're crazy. These cities are dying every day. Michigan, all these cities are dying. And no one's coming to save them. Gavin Newsom has failed. It's all failed. And they have no one to blame but themselves. So when they try to say that this is the responsibility of the Republican Party or the Green Party or the Yellow Party or somebody else that they want to blame everything on, they don't really have anything to blame anything on but themselves. Right? Right. Moving on from politics because I can't stand any of them. Let's get to the main part of the conversation. Pretending is real. I just talked about politics for 28 minutes, right? And the majority of the people that are in politics are pretending. Like everybody at CNN and MSNBC and all these people that are leftists and lunatics, the young squirts, all these outlets, right? They're all pretending. They probably find comfort in it in their bubble because no one's telling them reality. When you're pretending and you're not basing off reality off of real things, then you're not in reality. And it's probably not good for you to do that. But okay, continue it. You know what you're going to do to yourself? You're going to pretend to the point where you're going to truly be trapped in the matrix and there's going to be no way out. And you're doing it to yourself. Like I said, I took the red pill. And I'm fully aware that Morpheus is telling me about all the shit I'm seeing. But I know Mr. Smith is everywhere. And I can coherently see everything happening in front of me. And I'm not in denial. That's what happens when you take the red pill and you're awake in the Matrix. I think they created the Matrix with Keanu Reeves to give us just a glimpse of our reality. What we're actually dealing with in reality. And I think when you pretend that couldn't be an option or that couldn't be real, you're in denial. And pretending for you is all you have. And that's got to be so sad. pop the pill, and wake up to what the reality actually is. We're at war for humanity. And I'm not sure how we end here. Upgrading your pantry. So at what point do you upgrade your pantry? Do you need a new blender? Do you need a new mixer? What do you need for your pantry? Are you putting new cereal there? Like, what are you adding into your house? I think you can easily upgrade your pantry without spending a ridiculous amount of money. I think you should just be upgrading it with things you actually need, though. Finding common ground. So I'm a very political person, and typically when I hear people and they sound leftist to me, like part of me in the back of my consciousness feels like, I don't know if I want to be your friend. But I'm also a human being, so I understand I cannot base my political feelings on friendships, even though like a part of me at the beginning of my front lobe is telling me back away from this psychotic person. But I'm willing to give people the benefit of the doubt. So sometimes you have to find common ground, even with people you don't necessarily want to talk to, just for peace, right? And there's nothing wrong with that. Like, I love my mom. Politically, she doesn't agree with anything I say, and I don't agree with anything she does, because she's been indoctrinated her entire life, and she's not understanding things the way that many others probably are. And that doesn't mean I don't love her. That just means that I have common ground with her, because if I don't, then I'm just going to argue with her all day about the fact that she doesn't know what she's talking about. And I just don't want to do that. Laugh, love, and live loud. Why should we be silent? Why should we bring our volume down? Why do we have to continue to be quiet? There's this lady at my job who always tells me to shh because I'm talking, right? Because I have a loud voice. And she does it all the time. And I let her do it, and I never say anything back to her. And I still haven't had a conversation with her about the fact that, bitch, why the fuck are you telling me to shh? Because I'm talking. I don't give a fuck what you're saying. I'm talking. That's what I kind of want to say to her, but I'm not going to say that. Why? One, the common ground thing. And two, I just don't care. Clearly, you're a quiet person, and I'm not. And just to acquiesce, because I know I have anger and I have an attitude, and I'm extremely, I'm a different breed. Because I know who I am, I'm just not going to say anything. Yep, I'm just going to be sad. But I think that we should be laughing more, living louder, and being more unapologetic and unwilling to change. And I think the idea that we would change who we are to make someone else happy is insane and outrageous. And I don't think we should ever get to a point where we're willing to not be who we are to make a stranger happy. Fuck you if you don't like me. I'm not trying to make you love me. This isn't about you. It's about everyone living together in the gray. No one is more important than anybody else. And so when you see these psychotic people on Instagram and stuff thinking they're the end of the world and everybody's talking about them and they're the talk of the town, that shows you that they're desperate for attention. And when you're desperate for attention, what won't you do for it? I don't know. Live unapologetically. Laugh unapologetically. And sound unapologetically. Strength depends on you. If you want to succeed through difficulty, you have to find strength. It might not be there, but you have to create it in some way, because life isn't always going to be easy. I said this at the beginning of the podcast. Typically, life is going to be hard. So if you find strength in that, you'll be able to make it through. Why? Why stores go goodbye? Because they don't have a plan. They thought they were just going to be able to exist. Did they think they were going to be able to exist in a place where people are lazy now and they just want everything at the snap of a finger and they don't want to go anywhere and they want things when they want it? They're busy. They're moms. They're dad. They're married. They're working. They're busy. They're podcasters. They're creators. They don't have time to run around and do all these things. They need things when they need it. That's the convenience of Amazon. And yeah, we know Amazon is doing a lot of iffy things with India and all that stuff that they were doing. But we don't care about that. We want things delivered in 2 days or a day. We want food delivered to our house instead of going to get it. We are those people. And maybe some people aren't. Maybe sometimes you do want to go pick up something, but maybe sometimes you're tired and you don't want to deal with it. So, how does retail compete with that? And I've said it over and over again. The malls are vacant. They're running out of businesses. One of the malls where I live, there's nothing but Dollar Trees and a bunch of weird stores in there that shouldn't be in a mall. The stores are closing. The mom and pop shops are closing. Places that have been in neighborhoods for decades are closing. Walgreens are leaving neighborhoods. CVS's are leaving neighborhoods. Stores you wouldn't assume are closing and leaving and packing it up. Bankruptcies are at an all-time high. Things are going to get really gray. And I think we need to prepare ourselves for another 2008 and 2024 or 2025. I'm not sure we are ready or prepared for what's going to happen to business. It's on a decline. And it's sad to watch stores that we've loved forever just go away. Like Bed Bath & Beyond, they stopped selling in stores. So now you have to buy everything online. And now I'm definitely like an online shopper and I'd prefer to buy things online because I hate being stuck in lines and I hate annoying people in stores and I feel like they don't listen to me anyway. So I'm kind of an online shopper already. But this is really pushing me even further into it. Why would I even want to go in a store? For what? I can get everything I want delivered from Amazon or Poshmark or any other website I go on. I mean, shit, I could just go to LouisVuitton.com and get this bag delivered to my door. Now, see if it's Louis or Tiffany or Chanel or some shit like that, I might go to a store to buy that, right? Versus get that delivered. But honestly, you could get that delivered too. The stores cannot compete with one-day delivery. The stores can't compete with the Walmart two-day delivery or even the Target one-day delivery or Amazon grocery delivery with their grocery store. They're not going to compete with it. They're going to close. At some point, we'll see Walmart and Target close. Prepare yourself for the end of retail. It's coming. Moving on from the main part of the conversation to watching things. When's the last time you saw Inception? I can't remember, but I definitely want to watch it. Late Night with the Devil looks pretty cool to me. Host is a scary movie. Mother's Day. Dead House Dark. Does that sound scary? Do we think Dead House Dark is about like a creepy house or about like some zombie movie? I don't know. The Sadness. Probably Creeper. Quicksand. Hopefully that's scary. Anything for Jackson looks like a horror movie I want to see. And finally, the latest season of Creepshow, which I still haven't watched yet, but it's on the list for us to look at it. Moving on from watching things, currently going to finish up the latest season of Circle and Next Level Chef. Pineapple chicken curry is the first part of the conversation with Food Star. And that sounds like something very easy to cook. Clearly, you chop up chicken tenderloins. You marinate that with like a curry seasoning or like an everything seasoning. Then you obviously get pineapple and some curry and mix a little sauce together as well. Mix everything together. Do a little stir fry. Add some veggies in it with some white rice. That's very good. And you can make that any day of the week. It doesn't take a lot of time. Low-carb tortilla pizzas. That sounds good. So you start off with the tortilla. Then you add the sauce and you add whatever toppings you want on it. Load it up with cheese. Leave it in a one pan. Let that cook off. Cut it into pieces. Boom. You can make that fairly easy. Doesn't take a lot of time. Crab mushroom lasagna. Don't knock it till you try it. Okay. I saw the recipe on Pinterest and it does look like something maybe I'd like to try. What happened to Red Lobster? They got whack. And now they're claiming that they're going out of business. How pathetic is the world where Red Lobster can't afford to give out a deal for shrimp? Are they really going out of business? Jay Crabshack went out of business too. What the hell is going on? Low-carb baked feta. Is it good or is it bad? I think I'd try it. Anyways, that, my friends, is the end of the pod. Thank you for tuning in to Born to Be a Star. I'll see you same place, same time on Monday. Bye.